Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's August 16, 2012, and this is episode 384. Today I'm going to give you an update on the Pixels to Pigment workshops that we kicked off on August 4 in Okinawa, the southernmost island of Japan. And then next week, for a change, I haven't done a travelogue style podcast where I talk about my images and techniques and artistic decisions for a while, so I figured it would be nice to do that and walk you through some of the images that I shot while down on that beautiful island of Okinawa. Firstly, let's take a look at a summary of our Pixels to Pigment Okinawa workshop. And I'd like to start by thanking Chris Wilson for hosting the Okinawa workshop weekend. And I'd also like to thank Chris for the workshop name too. I had started planning this workshop when Chris contacted me about going to Okinawa and just dropped the name out in conversation. Over the following 24 hours or so, I couldn't get the name Pixels to Pigment out of my head and asked Chris if he minded me using it. He graciously agreed, so huge thanks are in order there as well. I'd also like to thank the participants that joined us for the full 2 days. It was a small group, but they were all incredibly talented photographers, and it was a pleasure to view some of their images and help them optimize their workflows and then make some prints of their beautiful work. So on day one, I'm not going to go through and report on everything that we cover in the workshop, as that would obviously take 2 days. But to give you an outline, we started literally from techniques used to create quality pixels, which is the start of the process. I explain about exposure and shooting techniques and capturing the X-Rite color checker passport and why this is important. Then we move on to the digital workflow, transferring our images to the computer with Lightroom tips interwoven. Then we create a camera profile with the X-Rite software to apply to our images in Lightroom or Adobe Camera Raw. One major theme throughout the workshop is improving efficiency and optimizing the digital workflow. So tips on how to do that are interspersed throughout. And we move through some Lightroom tips and techniques to calibrating the display and how to optimize your system for frustration-free image editing through to printing. Once we have the camera profile, camera and the monitor calibrated, it's time to move on and create a printer profile. I use various X-Rite calibration tools, starting with the i1 Display Pro, Color Monkey Photo, and the new top-of-the-range i1 Photo Pro 2. I explain how to print the profile targets, and the group gets involved actually scanning the profile target sheet using the Color Monkey and the i1 Pro devices. Once we have our printer profiles, we're ready to print. Each participant bought 3 to 5 of their favorite images, and as a group, we voted and decided which ones of those we would soft-proof and print. Breathing Color have kindly provided us with live canvas and laminate and some stretcher bars to create a gallery wrap of 3 of the group's prints, and the group was relatively small, so we chose to print everyone's. Three of them we printed to make gallery wraps from, and 2 we printed as fine art prints with borders. We timed the print creation to be completed at the end of day 1 so that they'd be able to dry overnight. But before we broke for the day, I explained the various things to consider when choosing a fine art paper, including what to consider when you will hang or display your prints. On the morning of day 2, the first job was to protect our canvas prints with Breathing Color's live laminate. And I also explain why we need this process. It's very important. I'd also created a print of one of my own images so that I could then demonstrate the lamination process to the group. And again, they took turns laminating their own prints, which went really smoothly with my lamination techniques, which took me 2 weeks of trial and error to perfect. The group had this down in 5 minutes, though. While the canvas prints were drying, we continued working on tips and techniques with Lightroom and then Nix Software, SilverFX Pro, and ColorFX Pro. Some of the group has not yet used these plugins, and were very impressed with how easy it is to make incredibly high-quality and well-toned black and white images, as well as stylized color images with ColorFX Pro 4. We then worked through exporting images from Lightroom, including efficient ways to export large numbers of files for various purposes, and Lightroom's slideshows, books, and web modules. Of course, no digital workflow is complete without a powerful and fail-safe backup regime, so we cover that, as well as archival storage for prints that you'll make, and we touch on creating portfolios from both the image selection process and right down to the physical portfolio considerations. By this time, the canvases were dry and ready to trim and stretch onto the canvas gallery wrap stretcher bars. Note that I've been dropping some images in to illustrate this, some images from the workshop into the Enhanced podcast, and they're also going to be on the blog. So if you want to check these out, go to mbp.ac/348. But here we have an image of Sean Miller, who I interviewed in episode 347 of this podcast last week, trimming a canvas print of his beautiful clownfish photograph. As each participant creating a gallery wrap trimmed their prints, we moved straight on to the stretching process, and they finished their gallery wraps. Here in this next photograph, we see Sean again with his gallery wrap. Note that because I had to take the cutting materials down to Okinawa, the cutting mat, and the steel rule and everything, we were limited in the size of the gallery wraps that we could create. But once you know how to do this, the process is basically exactly the same for creating a gallery wrap as large as you can print. So it really comes down to how large you can print. This size is what you can do with a printer capable of printing up to 13 by 19 inch prints. And here is another shot of the group with their prints, and I have the print of my own photograph that I created, the gallery wrap, which was presented to David Edenfield as I drew his name from the hat as the winner for this gallery wrap. In addition to giving away a gallery wrap of one of my photos, we also drew names from the hat to give one person a copy of their choice of Nix Software's plugins worth $100, which Michael Taylor won, and David Orr won an X-Rite Color Checker passport. These three items will be given away at each location, at each venue that we do the workshop at from now on. And then when I've finished the workshops in each continent, I'll draw another name from the hat to see who will be the lucky winner that will receive Nix Software's Complete Collection Ultimate Edition worth $500. I'd also like to thank Nix Software for this, as well as Breathing Color and X-Rite for your support. The workshop would not have been possible without you guys, so thank you very much. This first weekend in Okinawa was just the first of a series of workshops that I've planned worldwide. We're in Tokyo on August 25, 26, and then I fly to sunny California for the first US workshop in Los Angeles on September 1st and 2nd, then up to Vancouver in Canada on September 8 and 9, back down to San Francisco on the 15th and 16th, and across to New York for September 22 and 23, before going up to Canada again for a weekend in Toronto, and that's on 29, 30, and then I fly over to London for the weekend of October 6 and 7. It's not finished there. We hopefully will be going over to Sydney, Australia on October 2021 and Melbourne on 27, 28th of October. So it's going to be a busy few months, but I'm really looking forward to doing this. And I'm totally stoked to be able to bring this workshop to you personally on your own turf. This podcast turns 7 years old in a couple of weeks' time, and we have so many listeners around the world that I've never been able to meet in person. And this is one way that I figured that we could make that happen, without you having to come all the way to Japan, that is. So I do hope that we get a chance to meet over the next couple of months. If you'd like to sign up, visit the Pixels to Pigment website, and that's at pixels2pigment with a number 2 or TO, both will take you there, pixels2pigment.com, and click on the links for each location in the middle of the page, and then you'll see you'll need to click the PayPal button and pay for your workshop to commit to joining us. Note, though, that for the three US venues, I've teamed up with Calumet Photo, and so the registration for these workshops is being handled by Calumet. Spaces are relatively limited, so don't hang around if you do want to join us for the Pixels to Pigment weekend in your area. I do hope that you can make it, though. It's going to be so great meeting some of you listeners in person after all of these years. As I said, next week I'm going to get back to a travelogue-style podcast for the first time in a while and walk you through some of the shots that I came back from Okinawa with, as I stayed there for an extra week after the workshop and had a great time down there, shooting with friends like Pete and Haruna Leong, David and Naoko Orr, Sean Miller and Michael Taylor. The people, even the total strangers down in Okinawa, are so kind and such warm people that I really just can't wait to get back down there again at some point. Thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+ and Twitter, etc. And the links to everything that I'm up to are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week, though, with that episode. And in the meantime, you just take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.